It's all about cuts at the moment, isn't it? Especially if you live in the UK. New government, we're going to cut this, we're going to cut that, we're going to slice budgets in half, we're on austerity measures, we're going to save money. And that applies to a lot of websites within organisations as well. Especially if you're public sector or reliant on government funding, then you're finding your budgets are getting slashed. So what can you do when you don't have the budget that once you did? How can you still move your site on without spending a fortune? Well, there's lots of different things you can do, and perhaps I'll explore them over the next few audio boos. Who knows, I do tend to get distracted onto other things. But one thing that I would do is stop that redesign you're going through, right? If you're thinking about doing a big redesign on your website and you're no longer able to, embrace that. It's a good thing. It's a good thing that you can't redesign your site. And I'll tell you why. Because redesigning just throws users. Completely redoing a site from the ground up and changing everything confuses your users. And I don't care how bad your current site is, you may well be better off realigning that design rather than redesigning it. What do I mean by that? Well, I mean that you can go in and tweak little things that make an enormous difference to a website. Doing a complete redesign is a big undertaking. However, tweaking here and there, doing A/B testing on different stuff, can be light, can be inexpensive, and can make a world of difference. So don't look at your current design with hatred and despair. Rather, look at it as an opportunity to save money, but to make some serious and beneficial changes to your website just by doing little tweaks and changes. And start the process with some usability testing. Get some real users in front of the site and just identify one problem. One major hurdle. The trouble is when we do usability testing, we can feel demoralized because we come back with loads of issues with your site. And there may be loads of issues, but find the biggest one and just fix that. It's a step in the right direction. It doesn't cost very much. And it's easy then to rinse and repeat the process, finding problem after problem, tweaking it and fixing it and taking your users with you rather than giving them the shock of a whole new design. So there you go, my tip for today is realign rather than redesign in order to save some money.